Hey, podcast listeners. Thanks for streaming today's podcast from Pathway to Victory. Pathway to Victory is a nonprofit ministry featuring the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress. Our mission is to pierce the darkness with the light of God's Word through the most effective media available, like this podcast. To support Pathway to Victory, go to ptv.org/podcast and click the donate button or follow the link in our show notes. Now, here's today's podcast from Pathway to Victory.
This is Robert Jeffress. In response to the horrific attack on Israel, I've written a brand new book called Are We Living in the End Times? Go to ptv.org to order your copy.
When we talk about the signs of the end times, we are not technically in the end times yet. The Bible says the end times will begin with the rapture of the church. That is still future. Some of these signs for the end times that occur after the rapture will start to appear before the rapture. We're seeing that even right now.
Welcome to Pathway to Victory with author and pastor Dr. Robert Jeffress. While world events really do feel apocalyptic, we're not technically living in the end times, at least not yet. Instead, we're living in what the Bible calls the last days. Today on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress explains how we will know when the end times and the second coming of Jesus Christ are finally upon us. Now, here's our Bible teacher to introduce today's message. Dr. Jeffress?
Thanks, David, and welcome again to Pathway to Victory. Have you ever stood on the deck of a luxury cruise ship and gazed at the magnificent beauty of Alaska? Well, I have. So how about joining me on the 2024 Pathway to Victory cruise to Alaska? The dates are June 15th through 22nd, and the spaces are filling very, very quickly. I guarantee that you'll come home spiritually refreshed and in awe of the one who gave this wonder of the world. There's still some space available when you respond quickly, and all the information, including details about the exciting itinerary, can be found at ptv.org. At Pathway to Victory, we receive hundreds of phone calls, letters, and emails every day. And recently, I've noticed a rising number of questions about Bible prophecy. Because of the attack on Israel, many are asking, are we living in the end times? Well, for the answer to that natural question, it's imperative that we understand what the Bible tells us. In His Word, God gave us specific information about events that signal the end is near. That's our topic in today's message, and it's also a major theme in my brand new book titled, Are We Living in the End Times? I'd be pleased to send you a copy of my book today when you give a generous gift to support the ministry of Pathway to Victory. We'll give more details about my brand new book later in this program, along with instructions on how to receive your copy. But right now, let's turn to Matthew chapter 24. I titled today's message, What Events Will Signal the End Times?
Different people react to a discussion of the end times in different ways. I found that out the hard way more than 50 years ago when I was a student at Richardson High School here in the Metroplex. Our English teacher assigned us a project to select any book we wanted and to present the contents of that book as creatively as possible. Well, the book, The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey, had just been released. It's a book about the end times. And I thought, well, here's a good chance to be a witness to my class and my teacher. So I will choose that book. And you may remember in The Late Great Planet Earth, Hal Lindsey shows how prophetic events in the last days correspond to current events. And one of the things he dwelt on about the end times was when the king of the north invades Israel, and he identified the king of the north as Russia. And it was of particular interest because President Nixon at that time was in Moscow trying to negotiate lessening tensions with the Soviet Union. And so I prepared my book report to the class, and as a creative twist, I got with the assistant principal and I arranged for him at just the right time in my presentation to come over the loudspeaker system, pretend he was addressing the whole school, but of course he'd just be talking to our class and telling them of some important news. And so at just the right moment, I heard the speaker come on and he rang that little xylophone, ding, 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 you know, to signify he had an announcement to make. And he said, "This is the assistant principal announcing that United Press International has just announced that Russia has invaded Israel. President Nixon is on the way back on Air Force One from Moscow. All students are immediately dismissed or to go home and to seek shelter." At that precise moment, my teacher shrieked out, "Oh no, it's true, it's true, it's true." And all of the students stood up to head toward the exits. Well, I stopped them and I told them it was just an illustration of how headlines could correspond to the end times. And then I started hearing lockers slamming out in the hallways. I started hearing feet above me on the next floor trampling as all the students started making their way toward the exit. The principal had made a mistake. Instead of sending the announcement into our room only, he sent it to the whole school. 50 years later, I still have students reminding me of that afternoon at Richardson High School when it looked like the entire world